Hey, we're going to learn about the dinim that have to do with the Megillah, what makes it non-kosher. And we'll start off with a very general topic, which is if a Megillah was printed on cloth, in other words, the parchment is proper parchment and it has all the underscore lines like a Torah scroll, but it was just printed on it, would that be kosher? So the answer is no. Megillah has to be handwritten. It needs to be, and even if they did the printing that each letter was like almost like an old-fashioned typewriter and written in Ksav Asher, that's not considered writing. And in Birkei Yosef 691.1, brings the name Maram Provencel. In those times, like the typewriter or the way of how they would write in those days, they would, you know, do letter by letter. Nonetheless, that's not considered writing. It would be puzzle. The Kol Yaakov also points out that if it was a printed Megillah on proper cloth, you would have to geniza, you would have to bury it because people might make a mistake and make a blessing, make a bracha using such a Megillah. Now, there was in more recent times a big uproar about a certain Talmud Chacham who from Lakewood who wrote in his Sefer some sort of a psak that he had said that you can write Sefer Torahs with silkscreen printing, which means that they would take the Torah scroll, empty parchment, assumably kosher parchment, underscored and everything, and then they would line it up with some sort of special silk screens. Then they would pour the ink. A sofer, someone who's fit to write, would then pour the letters, pour the ink on the silk screen, and then he would push it down in a special way, and thus it would create all the letters. Now, we know that, obviously, for a mezuzah and tefillin, there's no question that couldn't work, because first of all, ideas it's not writing and it would be written out of order and all that stuff. So he wanted to claim that maybe for a Torah scroll that doesn't have to be written in order, maybe it could work. And with Hashem's names, maybe the sofer will just say L'shem Kedushat Hashem every time. And although he came to some sort of absurd conclusion that it would be permissible, all the poskim rejected that absolutely it would not work. And the same will apply for a Megillah. In other words, not that just because Hashem's name is written in a Torah scroll, so it doesn't work there, but here as well, also for even when Hashem's name is not written, like in a Megillah Sester, it would not work at all. It would be an invalid Megillah, and obviously Torah scroll, nothing to talk about. It would be invalid. They brought such a Megillah of a silkscreen printed Megillah in front of the great late Rav Elyashiv, and he later put out a following letter, but he said that first of all, it was so perfect looking and you know you couldn't really even tell the difference between the way it looked and if a very talented sofer would write it, because you know it's basically like printed, looking like letters like a sofer wrote. So in a letter called, well, in the Tshuvas from Rebbe Elyashiv called Koivitz Tshuvas, Volume 2, Simen 5, he writes basically that there are many michsholim, many big problems that come out from doing silkscreen printing, and for anything, and for mezuzah, of course, it would be possible, and even for a Megillah. And he said, and he brought a source to why we should invalidate such a form of writing, because it says the Yerushalmi in the second parak of Gittin, it says over there that the rule is that we have to write the kosav when it talks about writing, you know, let's say by a get, or in this case a Megillah Esther, it says the word the tichtov. So whenever the Torah says, you know, an idea of writing a sefer and uses tichtov or the kosav or, you know, it's such any other expression where it has to be written properly by hand by a proper kosher sofer, kosav velo hashofech has to be written and not someone who just pours ink on it. So of course he says that would invalidate such a an item or a stam article, whether mezuzah, tefillin, sefer Torah, Megillah. It would not be. It was like you're just pouring the letters on it. It's worthless. You're pouring it on top of a stencil. And then he says there will, if it was with Hashem's name, there wouldn't be Kedushas Azkaris, it wouldn't have Hashem's holy names in it, it wouldn't have that same Kedusha, because it's like basically being printed, like a Chumash. And he says that certainly you couldn't use them to fulfill your obligation, even for a Megillah. And anybody, he says, who gave some sort of an allowance on such a silkscreen printed item of Megillah or anything else, anyone who's selling it or promoting it or the like, they are chotim u'machti aram. They're sinning and causing others to sin, particularly the unknowledgeable buyers. And then Rav Yashiv concluded, he says, if a person wants to, let's say, if they were using tefillin from this type of silkscreen printed parshas of tefillin or the like, mezuzah or megillah reading or Sefer Torah or the like, they should have to be, he says, because it's hard to discern between that and something which is properly written, person should be very careful, therefore, to find out the source of who is the sofer, that he is a proper sofer with God-fearing. In other words, because the problem is already mixed into the market, you can't just buy a megillah without knowing its sources or mezuzahs or tefillin or anything else. Now that gives us a big concern that we cannot just assume that if it looks good, people sometimes they ask me, it looks good, so what do you think from the writing, which one looks nicer? And the proper response is, I don't know, I can't answer from something that just how you look at it. You have to really know who wrote it, and there is also Kedusha in the writing and the preparations behind it, and that is a big consideration, like the Pasuk that says by David HaMelech, that a person is judging by their eyes, but Hashem judges the heart. And that's a pasuk that is in Sefer Shmuel, where Shmuel says to David that, you know, Hashem is looking into your humility, and that's how he judges person, not just how big and strong they are to make them maybe a king. And same thing, a sofer, we can't just say, oh, it looks nice. We have to know the source so that we, of course, make sure we're getting from the right sources, and of course, also to avoid something like this. Actually, one time I did catch out silkscreen mezuzot, because the person that brought them, it didn't look like they were a type of person that they invest a lot of money in their mezuzahs. So I put it together. These mezuzahs looked very, very, very valuable. And if they would have been written properly, they would be very expensive. And I didn't look at this person that they, you know, would spend so much on something. And indeed, it was found out that they were silkscreen printed mezuzahs. But otherwise, it would have been very difficult to find that out without that behind the assertion and an investigation that went into it. Okay, now we're going to talk about, all the other great Gedolei HaPoskim also said that absolutely you can't rely on silkscreen printing. For example, Rav Vosner put out a letter, Rav Avadi Yosef, Rav Karelis, the Eidah Charedis, they also put out letters that it was, and there's nothing to rely upon. It's not even a doubt that we could maybe rely on in any form or whatsoever. Now, another topic which is very important is that a lot of times people come and they say, my rabbi said, or some sort of myth, here's the myth, that a megillah can basically not become not kosher. Okay, so is there truth to that, or is that just a false myth? So let's go through this, some of the basic sources. Shulchan Aruch rules in Hilchas Megillah. So there's in Simin Tafresh Tzadik Aleph, that's chapter 691 in Or HaChaim. In Sif Gimel, we'll start with Sif Beis. It talks about how if the Megillah is written on paper or on leather hide that wasn't properly tanned and prepared, or it was written by a goy or an apikoros, an apostate, it would be invalid. And then the Shulchan Aruch says the law of a Megillah writing has to be similar to that of a Sefer Torah. The letters can't touch each other. They have to have all the proper rules of a Sefer Torah, just how you write a Sefer Torah. That's how it has to be as well when it comes to a Megillah. The letters have to have the proper shapes. The spelling needs to be proper and correct. And then the Ramah writes that you have to be careful, when the Sofer is writing, he should say the words as he's writing it. Okay, and that the parshias of every Megillah should finish off stuma. That means when you finish a line, you finish a parsha, it should be an empty space, and then the line continues. That's called a stuma. And if it was written not that way, if it finishes off, at the end of the line is open, it would be invalid, according to the Ramah. Others argue, as the Mishnah Berurah brings down, that maybe it would be b'dieved kosher. And then the Ramah concludes that b'dieved, we don't, after the fact, we don't pasul a Megillah because of a misspelled letter or word, because he says it's no worse than if you had the sofer who missed a word or two where the Megillah would be kosher. So what we see from here is that there is a possibility that you could have a Megillah where the spelling was wrong, that they missed a word or potentially letters or this or that, and the Megillah could still be kosher. And then the Ramah says, look in Simin 690, in Siv Gimel. So now we go there, and in there the Shulchan Aruch says that that the Megillah has to be Kesuva Kula Lefana Lechana. He says, let's, and then the Shulchan Aruch says, let's say Bidiyevit, if the Megillah, the Sofer missed out some words, even until half of the words, that's, imagine how many words he missed out until half of the words, it could still potentially be kosher. So now you're going to say, one second, if you can miss so many words, then it could Bidiyevit be kosher. So it does seem that there is a tremendous leniency. Yes, it's true. There are lots of leniencies that apply to the Megillah. L'chatchila, initially, the Shulchan Aruch says it has to be kosher, exactly like a Sefer Torah. Every letter has to be complete, black ink, no cracks, no misspelling, anything. But Bidi Evid, if there were a lot of missing words or misspelled some missing words or lacking letters or the like, it could be kosher if it's until half. If the reader read it balpeh, if he read it by heart, he read it properly. He would be yotze. However, the Rama continues. But if the sofer missed in the beginning, the tchilasa o sofa, he missed in the beginning, the pasuk or so, or the end of it, he missed the pasuk in the end. Even if it was just miuta, just a small amount of it, not the Mishnah Berurah there says it's possible, even if he was missing just the first pasuk of the Megillah or the like, not many psukim from the beginning, it would make it puzzle. Lo yatzah the Shulchan Aruch, and the Rama quotes from the Ran, you won't be yotze, you won't fulfill the obligation if the beginning of the Megillah or the end of the Megillah was missing like a pasuk or so. And even if it was in the middle, the Rama continues that only if you didn't miss a full concept, an inyan shalom. So that's a very important point. Let's say a full concept, a full topic in the Megillah was missed out, even though it was a small amount of letters, it was not even close to half of the letters, it would make the Megillah invalid. Now, maximum, a person's going to say, look, some of the letters might have been written a little quickly. A lot of the people, you know, sofer generally, the rule is that the first thing they write a Megillah because it doesn't have Hashem's name in it. They'll make mistakes. They didn't get it checked properly. There's some misspelled words. Okay, yeah, maybe you probably could use it, yeah? Similarly, if it's otherwise done properly and just there's a mistake or two. So yeah, that would probably not be a problem. However, if a full concept was made wrong or something like that, that would make the Megillah not kosher. And even if it was made wrong, obviously the reader has to be able to read it correctly and would have to say it by heart. Now, I've seen people bring these old Megillahs that are 100 years old, that it came from Baghdad or it came from some, you know, place, and the letters are cracked and there's so many cracked letters. So do we say that a cracked letter is the same thing as a missing letter? Now, that's a big concern because a lot of times you find these Megillahs that they're very, very old and 2/3 of the letters are cracked. And the person says, oh, my rabbi said that that a Megillah case basically can't become kosher. If half of the letters are missing, it could potentially be kosher. Well, what about if more than half of the letters are cracked? Or what if most of the letters, I'm sorry, what if the letters in the beginning of the Megillah are mainly cracked? Or in the end, or a full concept in the Megillah, all the letters are there are basically cracked, which by an old Megillah can very well be the case. And indeed, I've seen many that indeed that's the case. So then we have the Bi'ur Halacha. The Bi'ur Halacha says that, and actually in the Shulchan Aruch first says it, but so if, let's say, the letters, they don't need to be missing. They don't have to be missing letters. If the letters are cracked or that there's some, you know, the ink is coming off, they're like they're missing letters. And if it would be most of the Megillah, it definitely would be puzzle. If it was in the beginning of the Megillah, it would be puzzle. If it was the end of the Megillah, it would be puzzle. If it's a full concept of the Megillah, it would be puzzle. The Bi'ur Halacha on their comments and says, it says so too, if the letter has a crack in it, and it was, as we said, a full concept in Megillah, letters are cracked, or it was in the beginning, like a full first pasuk or so, the letters were cracked, or vast majority of them, or in the end, a full letters were cracked, chashuv kichaser, it's considered like it's missing. So according to the Bi'ur Halacha, and it quotes from the Chai Adam, and I didn't see those who argue with this concept, that would invalidate the Megillah. So it's actually a really, really important thing that a lot of these old Megillahs that are, you know, you look carefully, you see little cracks in the letters, and they can be many letters that are cracked. They might not be a kosher Megillah to make a bracha or fulfill your obligation with. So to conclude, there is definitely Megillahs that you cannot fulfill your obligation with. For example, if it was printed on silkscreen or that, you can't have it. And you would even, according to Rav Yashav and many poskim, the Kol Yaakov and others, you actually have to bury it because we don't want people to mistakenly use it, not knowing that it's puzzle. It's a michshol. It's a potential stumbling block for people. So that would be puzzle. If it was written by someone who's not kosher to be writing, that would invalidate the Megillah. And even a Megillah that was written more or less, it looks good, but it's, you know, assumably a newer Megillah, I don't know if it would be so likely that it could literally be puzzle. Lichatchila, you shouldn't use such a Megillah. Lichatchila, you need to use the proper kosher Megillah, like that has no mistakes. Only b'diavad, if you have no other option, you can still use such a Megillah. But the old Megillahs, they tend to have that if they have lots of cracks, one has to be very careful to see if there's a full amount of cracks, either in the beginning or in the end, or a full concept, or if it was more than half, then that would actually be something that you could not fulfill the mitzvah with. Doing that, it's considered not a full sefer at that point. Okay, so these are to show us that we have to be very careful and look through the Megillah ahead of time to see that there's no major issues before, you know, the day before, so that if it needs to be ready, and it will be kosher to use with a bracha. And as we said, lechatchila, there shouldn't even be one mistake in the entire Megillah.